Field. Here in the pool of your moan, I rub my stubble against our dumb pleasure. Your laughter sparks evergreen in the long grass. This lazy field where even, if you'll excuse my bragging, even your scuffed jeans have collapsed at my skill for bringing you to the fringe, the very hem of wind, before we are both blown open. Spread entirely like this red blanket your legs pin me to. My tongue tunes insect hum at your ear. Songmaker, soon you'll make me sing for you. How you wanted to earlier in the car as we drove toward this expanse, and quickly it comes, what I wanted to become, the knotted hawk you are pulling from my throat. Plunder, the company. Under every green tree, a burning of measurement in cord and board foot, in tons of ore, gold, silver, lead. 7 pounds of meat per day, 5 pounds of flour per week, the contract said. Timber needed to build the works, to build the mines, to build the town, the tracks running out. The smelter eats 700 cords of wood per day, devours all the ore someone can bring and more, refines nature's handiwork with heat and cyanide, releases what shines within. God's judgment. What if we've gotten the judgment of God wrong all this time? Light, implacable, yes, that works its way surely across the narrow valley, illuminating every last blade of grass, every corner in the closet of every house finally and rightly, all that sure gold light. Yet it doesn't burn. No spotlight or interrogator's lamp, nor focusing lens held up to sizzle, no. But something more like the easy light of a barn, and God's judgment less cruel than we'd imagined. Something more like each of us showing our beloved cantankerous heifer at the fair, so carefully washed and trimmed, bedded in sweet straw, not set for condemnation at last, but to show off and display our hard effort, even if we, prideful, stand before the judge saying, look how many hours I've given to this sweet-faced, sway-hipped Guernsey before you. Doesn't her coat gleam? The liquid eyes, the transparent and lovely stretch of her ear? It's in this light God, humbler than we'd guessed, kinder too with both seriousness and his smile, runs his old hands along the haunch of our beasts, takes pleasure in the clean shape, and all the evil and hard words we'd feared were only our own voice in the dark stall of our hearts, fed and watered with their heavy bucket of doubts. All the while, God's judgment of our work is done with gentleness, pointing out the best part, saying, my, fine animal you've brought, I bet this one took all your effort. I know, I've been there myself. God telling us all the while what a good job we've done, even if there are one or two others ahead of us in line. Slowly now the shadows lengthen. Soon the deer will come to the pond, the pinks of their tongues cooled by water. They strengthen me. I would call this desiring home. Let your figure tarry with me, ghost shape in my remembering. I am lonely without your silhouette, quickening the night star. You are with me when I close my eyes. Rest your head against me like a teal hen set in the sleep of her nest. Upward and trackless they go, my words parting nothing, not distance, not longing. Prayers scatter like chaff, the fade of the ember rising. This isn't paradise, though it would be easy to believe in if you were beside me. A kingdom is just an emptiness unless there is another with whom to divide it. Heavy, bitter-skinned, wild summer plum, honeyed to its stone. Plunder, residential school. The children are at last asleep. Like bright brass plates, we've stamped them with new names. Peter, Rachel, Levi, Esther, Aaron, Ruth. Each day is a lesson in how to forget a bend of river, word for willow, your grandmother's hands. We cut your hair, release it as easily as smoke. I promise sadness doesn't last if you let it go. Learn this new word, heaven, a better life that awaits you. It is this one.